Today's talks between the U.S. and Iran may be part of more changes in Iraq policy. The signs are showing on several fronts, signs of a shift in attitude at the White House. For more on that, we turn to our regular Monday conversation with NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Madeline.
Well, as we heard last week, the president won his emergency funding for Iraq and Afghanistan, $100 billion for the next several months. And this is a political victory, isn't it, for him?
Yes, and it's a victory he absolutely needed in the immediate moment. But, you know, it was also a more or less inevitable outcome given the president's veto power and Republican unity in support of it. And it's just the funding for a summer, four more months in a war that's lasted over 4 years. Come fall, the president's going to need another funding bill, and September is quickly becoming the make-or-break moment for the U.S. troop surge strategy.
Well, tell us more about that. Why September?
Well, part of it is because of the federal budget cycle, which ends September 30th and drives the congressional debate and gives Congress another point of intervention. But another part comes from General David Petraeus, the U.S. commander in Iraq, who's become the touchstone for the president's policy there. And he's been pointing to September as a time of assessment for the troop buildup. So the Pentagon is looking to September as a critical month as well.
To decide whether or not to add more troops or scale back.
That's correct.
And of course, on the political front, that's when things start ramping up.
Oh, yes. The campaigns for 2008 will be moving into higher gear this fall, and Republicans have made it very plain they want a better war scenario to run on than they have right now. And that's why you see stories in the New York Times saying we might slash the troop levels in 2008. And it's why the Senate Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, has said he expects there to be a new strategy, a new direction for the war this fall. And he expects the president to lead that new strategy. He said, quote, the handwriting is on the wall.
Some tough talk. Well, a lot of this, I understand, revolves around some frustration with the summer plans of the Iraqi leadership.
Indeed. There's very little faith in the al-Maliki government, and Republican lawmakers are incensed about the Iraqi parliament taking a long summer recess when the big issues of oil revenue and political rights for the Sunnis remain unresolved. And, you know, there's also a movement among some Iraqi legislators to ask the U.S. to leave the country. Now, that would truly undercut the U.S. rationale for being there and leave the president and his party out on a limb.
And are there other signs of change?
Well, support for the war has been deteriorating for some time, but now and then you see watershed moments. For instance, Tony Blair leaving as the British prime minister. That cost the president his best ally on the war. It may also be symbolic that at the same time the Brits have decided not to let their Prince Harry deploy with his unit to Iraq this summer. They said they didn't want to make his unit a special target for the terrorists.
And what's going on in terms of public sentiment, public support or non-support for this war? Where is it now?
The latest CBS News and New York Times poll has just one American in four saying that the war is going well. Now, it needs to be said, especially on Memorial Day and after listening to the people who have spoken on the program thus far today, Americans will support their troops forever. But a failed strategy for a war is another story. And an unpopular war is political poison, and it's just a matter of time before that poison takes effect.
Thank you very much. That's NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, happy Memorial Day.
And to you, Madeline.